brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Great show so far. Thanks to Matt Davison of the 1890 Initiative for stopping on by, talking a little bit about their big red rally, about Troy Dannon, who is now leading the charge for the athletic department. Talked a little bit about just how busy they are over 1890. The 1890nebraska.com, the spot to go to become a member and start supporting Nebraska athletics and their players.
The Pete family is so big in the Nebraska athletic realm, but they don't. You know, Bill, you've noticed this, I think. They're not out front. They're very behind the scenes. But they handle all the overhead for 1890, which is thousands of dollars. Yeah. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Thank you.
Yes. And you never see them, not one time, like, look at me, raise my hand.
Nope.
Nothing.
I've never heard from a Pete.
Never. Agreed.
I've never heard from a Pete.
95% of people wouldn't be able to point them out in a crowd.
Nope. Yep. They're a quiet force.
God, I wonder why their company's doing so well.
Huh, interesting. It's a bunch of really hardworking people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Sandhills. I love how they dress. Shirt and tie.
When they travel.
I have a couple of buddies that just started working for Sandhills Global.
And it's non-negotiable.
It is shirt and tie. Yeah. It is.
Even when you're traveling.
Yeah.
When you're flying on the plane, you better not get caught without your tie up. Yeah. I mean, it's.
There it is.
I don't know if I could work there. I'd have a hard time.
Probably couldn't wear the
shoes every day.
Probably couldn't wear the shoes.
What would you guys do if I started dressing well? Would it freak you out?
Freak me out. 100%.
Okay. This has been an interesting show today.
You got done with the disheveled look. That would bother me. What are we doing here?
Sipple, what happened?
What happened to Sipple?
Yeah. He looks normal.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you guys doing? You enjoy the show?
I'm fine. Did you guys enjoy? I think the bigger question is, did you guys enjoy the show?
Yeah,
it was. You guys are staples here.
The song of the day threw me.
Song of the day. Gosh, song of the day. Say it.
I've never heard it.
We've had conversations.
It really threw Bill.
It did. It threw me a lot.
You started talking. The song
is we're 9 seconds in, and song of the day.
Well, because there's only 20 seconds remaining, and so it's like, well, I gotta split it up somehow, break it up.
Something. Billy Joel just took it. Yeah.
Took it on the chin. Yes, there it is. All right. Before we get to the game show, not sure if you guys heard the Haymarket Park.
Yes.
Haymarket Park, Hawks
Field. What's going on? Tell us about that.
They are one vote away from the Board of Regents from having alcohol available to Husker baseball fans. Obviously, it is available for the Salt Dogs, as we know. But for Husker baseball, it wasn't. Initially, there was not going to be a deal. They were at an impasse because of some just disagreements regarding splits and such. Yeah. But now they have made an agreement, the two sides, between the Salt Dogs, NEBCO, and Nebraska, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, to where all the revenue will go back into Haymarket Park, which I think is a very unique and really, really smart idea.
Sounds pretty brilliant to me. Now, when you say it comes back to the Regents, Regents as a whole or one Regent is holding this up?
The Regents are going to vote this Friday. Yeah. So they announced the agreement last Friday, and at this week's Board of Regents meeting, they will have a vote. And so it could be as early as this weekend that Nebraska baseball fans for the home series are enjoying a beverage.
I would say this. It has no bearing on whether I would enjoy going to a game or not.
Same.
It wouldn't be like, one. Are you going? Right. Yeah, they serve beer now. I'm going. No.
Same.
Yeah, you're right. Or they didn't. Doesn't affect me. Maybe you have one when you're there. Okay, fine, whatever. So I think it's beneficial because I think it's going to be in control. Everyone's going to, whatever. It's not going to be like, guys, hey, Rudy was there, had 19 beers. No, that didn't happen.
He's laying on the concourse.
I think it's important, right? There he is.
Laid down. Laid down. He's tired.
Heavy. There's a chance for Nebraska, though. I think when Will Bolts talked about this extensively about what Nebraska's needed to do to be recognized as a national brand in baseball, and he's mentioned that he mentions like hosting a regional, obviously, and Nebraska may have the team and the roster this season to do so. They play Creighton tonight, by the way, at Haymarket Park, as long as the weather stays away, which I think it's supposed to. play Creighton again. They just lost to the Blue Jays 2 weeks ago up in TD at Charles Schwab Field up in Omaha. But nonetheless, Will Bolt has talked extensively about, all right, this is kind of what we need to do to have Nebraska be considered a national brand. It's hard to do that in the Big Ten Conference.
How's beer relate to that?
Well, I'm saying if Nebraska's able to host a regional,
okay.
Imagine SEC fans, imagine LSU or Ole Miss. And the reason I say LSU is because 3 weeks ago, Nebraska was projected to host a regional.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, while it was early in the season, LSU was the 2 seed. Can you imagine the reaction from SEC country if they come up to Lincoln and there's no beer available or alcohol in the baseball game?
Yeah.
That's not a great look on Nebraska. I'm saying in terms of national conversation, little things like that will play a difference in fan experience for some people.
They did fine.
For others, it won't matter.
I would say this. When they were hosting back in the day, let's say the Dave Van Horn era, when they were hosting regionals, it wasn't a big deal. Now, the national trends now are that...
times changed.
Yeah, national trends are that stadiums have alcohol in college. That's Nebraska's. Yeah, Nebraska's now with the trend. Yep. Here's what I'd say about it. I like that the proceeds are going back into Haymarket.
Love it.
Now, I believe that Haymarket needs it. Updating. I felt this. I've said it on our show a few times. They got that place. When I go over there, and I go over there sometimes.
When was the last time you were there?
Oh, I go a lot because I go to that back parking lot and do the strange workout. So I'm So
run the hills.
There's a hill over
there. Shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're not going to get into that. But I go over there, and I'm always like, man, this needs to be cleaned up. There needs to be upgrades.
Interesting.
So I'm glad they're doing that. I am a stadium aficionado. I pay very close attention to when I'm in a stadium. Haymarket needs, it's 20 years old, and it looks it's 20 plus, and it looks it to me.
I think it's unique. I think the idea of putting everything back into the stadium or the park is really
the park,
cool.
Yes.
I think like when you look at the Gordon Complex, there's could be some additions there. Potential upgrades there as well in terms of that. Kansas State just went under a couple of years ago a huge renovation for their baseball program.
Did they?
It's got a beautiful facility now.
Really?
Locker room and everything there down in Manhattan. Mm. But I think once again, like the common misconception is that with alcohol comes a party and comes, you know, belligerent fans. I think that doesn't have to be.
No.
Because I think also when you look at baseball, there's something for the people that are just true fans of the game. There's something about being able to go to a game, grab a beer, grab a hot dog, and watch some baseball. In Nebraska, with an expected vote to pass on Friday, you're going to be able to do that as early as potentially Friday night or Saturday. Because you want to talk about easy transition.
So you're saying there's kegs of beer right now ready to be tapped.
They have everything installed.
They have the infrastructure.
They have the infrastructure.
Because the salt dogs serve it. Yeah, they serve it all. It makes sense.
Yeah. Teddy on the text line says if you charge $8.50 for a beer, it's not going to be a problem. Stuff like that.
$8.50 because people won't drink a lot of it.
Either
it's too expensive.
Either that. I mean, you can also run promotions. Like you want to talk about trying to get people out to the ballpark. I think college nights. I mean, are a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's ways to mitigate it. The Lincoln Stars, manage college night and
$2 Chicago
beer
White
night.
Sox had a disco night. Didn't go well.
Well.
Google that.
What are you talking about?
Just Google Chicago White Sox had disco night.
What happened?
Just check it out. Mayhem.
What's it, mayhem?
Complete mayhem.
Yeah. Yes.
But no, nonetheless, I think this is a positive for Nebraska.
I guess, yeah.
Because there's a lot of revenue to be made.
No, there's not. There's not. They don't make a lot. No, Swim, they don't make a lot of revenue from this. It's a pittance.
Interesting.
I mean, I think a couple hundred thousand. You know,
that's a couple hundred thousand more than you're making now.
It's true, but in a
especially
could they sell pickle cards along at the same time?
I didn't mean to be rude.
No. I'm fine.
It's not a big money maker. It's not.
I think it's just additional revenue.
It's an amenity, is what
and
it is.
It gives another reason for people to enjoy their experience at the ballpark.
Those are two separate things. It's an amenity, and I think it's a valuable amenity, but it's not a big money maker. I don't think it should be portrayed as such.
You're not going to be able to build a whole stadium with it, and no, obviously that's not what I'm getting at.
No, you won't be able to rake the infield with it.
Pay the guy who rakes the infield.
Hey, no, Swim. I'm serious. All seriousness, it's not a big revenue maker. It does make revenue.
I understand. It's not a big revenue maker, no. But it's certainly more than what you had. And if it's going back into, once again, the ballpark like it is, it's going to only boost fan experience. It's going to potentially be a drawing factor for a recruit.
I think so?
Like you talk down the road. I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years down the road. When you have this under your belt for a while.
So you got to recruit, like, hey, my parents going to have a couple beers where they're watching me play?
No, I'm saying with if you're able to use it for additional facilities or upgrades.
I agree.
Like, that's what I'm getting at. It's not going to be fruitful next season. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying 5 years down the road, you can and if most importantly, Nebraska's winning.
You can tell, Swim, that... And I've said this to the guys I work with. I think the story's a little overblown, is what I think. They're going to have beer at the stadium. Yeah. That's it. It's not a big money maker. I do like that it's going back in the facility because of the reasons I stated. But and they are now Nebraska's in line with national trends. But it's beer at the stadium. Mm. I mean, I was surprised on Friday when the news broke. Mm-hmm. How many people I heard from, Sip, have you heard the news? I'm like, yeah, well, they're going to beer at the stadium. Yeah. I don't see this as gigantic news, but I guess. But it was.
I think it is maybe overblown a little bit, but I think the reason people are talking so much about it is because.
Because why?
Because we've had this conversation for so many years about mainly Pinnacle Bank Arena and then Haymarket Park, because it's been, what's been the excuse? What's been the reason why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything's there. The infrastructure, as we talked about, is there. Mm-hmm. The transition would be there. Mm-hmm. You have the Garth Brooks concert to kind of bounce off
sure,
of and see how it
yeah.
worked. The Big Ten Wrestling Championships at PBA, how that
beer.
Go over.
Yeah.
Concerts, obviously. And now you installed it and instilled it in Nebraska basketball, and it seemed to go over relatively well.
Mm-hmm.
So now here we go. Let's keep moving forward.
Right. And I get that part.
All right, it's time to play the game show. Give us a call now, 402-464-5685. Today's topic is 2024 NFL Draft running backs. If you feel like you know your NFL Draft running backs for 2024, give us a call now, 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. Give us a call now, 402-464-5685 for a chance to win a business box of bagels. To Bagels and Joe, still searching for a caller, 2024 NFL Draft running backs. If you feel like you know what school these NFL Draft running backs went to.
Might have a chance there. And we had someone call in yesterday from a golf team.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
And we won.
Wow.
And we won.
1-0 on the week?
A golf topic. Yeah, we're 1-0.
There it is.
1-0. So what team this player plays
for? Yeah, I'll give you the name of the player. And
that gives me a better chance.
You need to tell me what school he went to.
Okay.
All right, here we go. We got JR on the line. JR, how do you feel about 2024 NFL Draft running backs?
We'll see.
All right, we'll see.
JR, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, JR. All right, JR, first one goes to you. What school did running back Jonathan Brooks go to?
Let's go with, I don't know. Oregon.
Is it Oregon? Nope.
It's not Oregon.
Would you guys like to steal it?
Pass.
It is the Texas Longhorns. Jonathan
Probably
Brooks of the
that.
Texas Longhorns. All right, Sipple, first one to you, Bill. Still alive. What school did running back Jalen Wright attend? Jalen Wright.
Should know that.
He was rated the number 2 running back according to Pro Football Focus.
Really?
Jalen Wright.
I'll take a guess. We got to take a guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
North Carolina.
Is it North Carolina? It is not the Tar Heels. JR, would you like to steal that one or pass it?
That's a pass.
It is Tennessee. He was a Tennessee volunteer. All right, JR, still 0-0. Still 0-0. What school did running back Trey Benson go to?
Let's go with Memphis.
It is not Memphis. Would you guys like to steal that one? Trey Benson.
No.
The number 5 rated running back in college football. It is Florida State. All right. We are one incorrect answer for away.
I swear I watched college football. I know I did.
What school? This is for the win.
Nice.
If JR steals it, he can win.
And I got Bill in my back
Bill
pocket.
Bill is still in the back pocket. What school did running back Ray Davis attend? He was listed the 6th best running back
made
in college football.
They are.
Ray Davis. I mean,
5 seconds.
Might as well just take a... I'd just be hazarding a guess at this point.
I feel like all these were guesses.
Ray Davis. Fresno State.
It's not Fresno State.
I thought it was.
JR, would you like to steal that one or go to the tiebreaker?
Let's go to the tiebreaker.
All right, it is Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Ray Davis, Kentucky. All right, so we're going to the tiebreaker. Tie 0-0. Bill is still in play for the tiebreaker.
Okay, we can consult.
We're going to go with, let's have you guys pick the number, and JR will go over under.
We can consult.
The number, all right? How many yards per carry did Jonathan Brooks average in this year at Texas?
Okay. Show me a number, Steve.
Yards per carry did Texas running back Jonathan Brooks average this past season?
Okay.
Let's go in between that then.
Okay, then 5.8.
5.8?
5.8 is the number.
5.85 yards per carry. JR, do you want to go over or under Jonathan Brooks averaging 5.85 yards per carry?
That's a good number. Let's go slightly under.
It is not correct. Sipple and Bill Bush wins. It is 6.1.
Okay.
6.1 yards per carry.
Sip had 6.2, so Sip had it.
JR, appreciate the phone call, man. You're in a bagel courtesy of Bagels and Joe calling down the road, man. All right, there he is. There's JR. We'll give you the horns one more time.
Yeah, do that. Keep going. Here comes a ship to port.
You guys are now 2-0 on the week.
Yes.
2-0.
Sound that. I love that sound.
I do.
Jonathan Brooks, 6.1 yards per carry, 187 carries last year for 1,139 yards and 10 touchdowns for the Texas Longhorns. All right, guys, it's time for the spillover as we bring in Chris Raff and Amon Green. Get you ready for the drive with those three
coming
up next.
Ooh, that's nice.